Hey, how was your day? Mine was fine. I even got to be bored at three different places today as opposed to the usual two. It was very exciting, let me tell you. Oh, I'm fine. I like being bored sometimes. The line for lunch was so long that I even started making predictions about the people in front of me. Listen, Hawaiian shirt guy clearly has a bitter rivalry with always has an umbrella lady. Their ability to always dress for opposite weather clearly indicates some deep-seated antagonism that can only be solved by eventual you got serve style dance-off. So I'm calling it now. Get the calendar, jot it down, because in three more days, that cafeteria is going to become the set of Step of Seven white-collar brawl. I just hope that she's smart and works her umbrella into the choreography. What? It could totally happen. Stop trying to ruin my hypothetical musical numbers with your logic. Anyway, I asked about your day first. So tell me about it instead of how bad my predictions are. Although I didn't know you would say that. So maybe I really am the next Notre Dame. Nah, it's not just because you're predictable. I clearly have a gift. Blessed from the gods. You may bow down before me. And you're not even that predictable. The idea you came up with this morning was really creative and original. Yeah, it was. Although you're downplaying it, yeah, that's predictable and you should stop. Trust me, it's okay to like something you came up with, especially if it's a good idea. And yes, it objectively is a good idea. At least let me like it, okay? Thank you very much. I have another prediction too. You ready for this? I predict that you'll do it because it's a good idea and you would enjoy doing it. So you should do it. That should be enough of a reason, shouldn't it? Yeah, I know that you've never done anything like that before, but so what? Doesn't mean that you can't start now. It's okay to be scared. Trust me, trying something new is always a little nerve-wracking, but I don't think that should stop you from doing it. It's not dangerous or anything. It's just new. You know when you step in a car in a dealership and the smell from the leather just wafts up? You got that new car smell on that idea. Okay. I know it sounded kind of bad, but you know what I'm trying to mean? And anyway, I promise that I won't let anything hurt you. Yeah, getting started might be a little difficult, but I bet it will be fun once you get going. It's like any other new thing. The first step is always the hardest, but each one gets easier. And before you know it, you'll have a whole new skill set. I know that you think that you can't do it, but you won't know unless you try. But listen to me, okay? I said that I predict that you'll be able to do it, but I also predict that you won't believe me. Oh, and there it is. I was right again. See, I have a gift. And if I'm right about that, maybe, just maybe, I'm right about your success too. Anyway, you won't know I'm wrong unless you try. I know. You think that you'll fail. But here's the thing. No one ever knows if they're going to succeed when they're trying something new. Do you think the Wright brothers knew for a fact that they could get a plane to fly? And do you think that Alexander Graham Bell knew with certainty that he would invent the telephone? No, I don't think so. We would have to communicate with, like, carrier pigeon or something. And did you ever think, whoever invented the Furby knew that it was going to become a global sensation? What? Furbies were an advanced technology in the 90s. Even though those eyes still haunt me to this day. Besides, I don't want us to get into an Edison versus Tesla debate, and I couldn't think of anybody else. Wait, I know that Tesla... Wait, no, let's try. No change in the subject. The point is, if everybody who didn't know that they would succeed never tried, none of us would have gotten very far. And your idea might not help humanity, save the forest, you know, but it can still help somebody. It already made me smile, and I don't think I'm the only person who would like it. Yeah, some people might criticize you, and that can be hard to handle sometimes. But I'm begging you, please, don't let that stop you. For all the criticism you might get, you might still do something that is really worthwhile. I'm sure that almost every parent in 1999 criticized the inventor of the Furby, but he still made a lot of children happy. And your idea is much less creepy than a Furby. Trust me, you won't be criticized anywhere near as much. I can't promise that everyone will like what you do. We both know that the world doesn't work like that. But I really do think, and I'll be right here to help you through any criticism. I'll even plant an army of Furbies outside of somebody's house if you want. Trust me, they will never step foot out of that doorstep. I promise that I'll support you whatever you decide to do. But I don't want you to become someone who never tries. There are so many people who say that they can't dance or write or draw because they're too afraid to try. You, buddy, you're better than that. There is so much that you could give to this world and give to yourself if you let people see you. And it's okay if you don't think this idea is the right thing to put out there. But don't hide them all, okay? Thank you. That really means a lot to me. Huh? Wait, I know that look. You're gonna do it. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so great. I'll be there to support you every step of the way. Just let me know what you need, okay? Wait, you do realize what this means. All of my other predictions are gonna come true. Step up 7, white collar brawl really is happening at work in 3 days. This is incredible. I wish I had more time to prepare. I think I'm rooting for Umbrella Lady. Do you think I should bring a parasol and support? No, I really don't think I have psychic powers. But I did predict that gag was cute enough to make you smile. Come on, Einstein. Let's start working on your idea.